Chapter 8. A Trap. I approached the log house as quietly as I could. I crawled on my hands and knees so no one would see me. I didn't want anyone to think I was one of the pirates. If they did, they would shoot me. I was close enough to the log house to hear my friends snoring inside. They must be sleeping peacefully. But no one was guarding them, or the house. That was very strange. Why was no one on guard duty? I was at the door now. I decided to go in and lie down in my usual place. Then they would see me in the morning. I crept through the door. Inside, there was no light at all. I could see nothing in the darkness. Suddenly, a harsh voice screamed out, and I nearly jumped out of my skin.
"Peaches of eight! Peaches of eight!"
screeched the voice. Oh, it was Captain Flint, Silver's parrot. He was a better guard than any man. But what was Captain Flint doing in the log house? Had he left Silver? On hearing the parrot, the sleeping men woke and jumped to their feet. Then I heard Long John Silver's voice. If he was in the log house, something was very wrong.
"Who's there?"
he called. I turned to run, but I bumped into someone. I pulled back and fell into the arms of another man. There was no escape now. I was a prisoner. Someone lit a torch in the darkness, and I saw the pirates. One had a bandage on his head. Silver appeared in the torchlight. Captain Flint, his parrot, sat on his shoulder, as usual. Silver's face looked pale, and his coat was dirty and torn.
"Hello, Jim," he smiled. "Have you come to visit us?"
He lit his pipe. "Where are the others?" I asked.
"They are safe," he said. "Now you are here, you will have to be on our side. You're a clever lad, and I like you. I was like you when I was young. Join us and get the treasure. If you don't, you will have to die."
At least Dr. Livesey and the others were still alive, but now I would have to pretend to be on Silver's side just to stay alive. I didn't think I could do that. "Why are you here, and where are my friends?" I asked. I tried to look brave.
"Yesterday morning, Dr. Livesey came to see me. He told me that the Hispaniola had gone. When I looked out to sea, I saw that it was true. The men I left on the ship had tricked me. They had told me they wanted to join me, but they didn't. Instead, they took the ship for themselves. Livesey wanted to make peace. 'If you will leave us alone, you can have the log house,' he told me. 'And I will look after your men if they are injured or sick.' I asked him how many of his men were still alive. He told me there were four, but he said that you had disappeared. No one knew if you were alive or dead."
"And now you want me to join you," I said. "And why should I do that? You may have the log house, but what else do you have? Things are going very badly for you. You've lost the ship and most of your men. You haven't found the map and you won't find the treasure. And do you know why? Because of me, Jim Hawkins. As long as I am alive, I will use all my strength to stop you. I know exactly what your plans are. I found out about them long ago. I was sitting in the apple barrel when you were talking to your men. It was me who cut the ship's anchor rope and left it to drift. It was me who captured Hans. I will not join your band of pirates. Kill me if you want to." One of the pirates sprang towards me and pulled out his knife.
"That's enough! Leave the boy alone," snapped Silver. "I like him. He's more of a man than any of you."
At this comment, the pirates all walked outside. They were insulted by Silver's words and were not going to listen to any more insults. I could hear them muttering angrily about their captain.
"They're fools and cowards," said Silver. "But they are angry with me because things are going so badly. I'm on my own, Jim, and so are you. We must stick together."
Silver was still trying to win me over to his side. I looked outside. I could see the pirates by the log house discussing something. One of them held a knife. I could see it shining in the moonlight, and for some reason another held a book. When the pirates finished talking, they came back in. One man came forward and put something on the table. Silver looked at it.
"Look, they want to give me the black spot, Jim," he said sadly. "Where did you get the paper? Did you cut it out of Dr. Livesey's book? Silver asked the pirates. You've made a mess of everything, Silver, said the pirate. We don't want you to be our captain anymore. Have you finished? Asked Silver quietly. He put his hand in his pocket and pulled out a piece of paper. He threw it on the floor. What do you think of that? It was the real treasure map. The pirates leaped on it like cats with a mouse. They passed it from one to another, crying out and laughing. We're gonna get the treasure! Our clever Captain Silver has found the map! They shouted. Instantly, the pirates forgot their anger. They were all friends again and chattered happily about the buried treasure they were going to find. At last, we lay down to sleep, but I stayed awake for a long time. I was afraid and my mind raced with thoughts. How could I escape from the pirates? In the morning, I was woken by a voice coming from the woods.
Silver, it's Dr. Livesey,
called the voice. I felt ashamed. I'd left Dr. Livesey and the others to go on an adventure of my own. I hadn't told anyone where I was going, and now I was with the pirates. Through a gap in the wall, I could see Dr. Livesey standing outside the door. Silver was leaning against the door, talking to him. He sounded as friendly as he did when he was the ship's cook.
Good morning, Doctor. We've got a surprise for you. A new face in the loghouse.
Is it Jim? Asked the doctor.
It is, replied Silver.
I will look at your injured men now, Silver, said the doctor calmly.
When Dr. Livesey had bandaged the pirates' wounds and given them some medicine, he found Silver.
I've bandaged the wounded and given the men medicine to make them better, as I promised. Now I want to talk to Jim, he said.
No!
Shouted one of the pirates.
Let them talk, said Silver. Remember, we have the treasure map, and soon we will have the treasure.
He turned to Dr. Livesey.
I saved the boy's life, he told him. My men wanted to kill him, but I stopped them.
Then he brought me to the doctor.
Jim, why did you leave us? The doctor asked. I wanted to help, so I went to get the Hispaniola back. Then I came back to the log house, but I didn't know Silver had taken it over. As soon as I walked through the door, they captured me, and I was almost killed by one of those wicked men. I wish I'd stayed with you, I sobbed.
Come with me now, Jim. We can get away if we run fast. I can't leave you here with those pirates. They are wicked men, said the doctor.
No, I sighed. It's too dangerous. But let me tell you some good news. I have got the ship back. She's down on the beach, ready to take us home.
The ship? You have done well, Jim. But how did you manage to do that?
Smiled Dr. Livesey. I explained how I found Ben Gunn's boat and rowed it out to the Hispaniola. Then I told him how I cut the anchor rope and spent a night in the boat. Finally, I told him how I boarded the Hispaniola, captured Hans, and returned the boat to the island. Dr. Livesey was amazed. He was very pleased with me. Then he called out to Silver.
If you try to get the treasure, we will stop you.
I have to get the treasure, he replied. If I don't, my men will kill me, and Jim too.
You are the one who gave me the map.
I had a good reason for giving you the map, but I can't tell you now. Look after Jim, Silver,
ordered Dr. Livesey. And then he turned and walked away.